I love any stories we are talking about. What can I have you right now? I can hear you. And if you can hear me, that's great. I'm so happy to hear. I'm going to lower the music so that we can actually talk. We're going to talk today about fortune stories. And fortune story is not only an intriguing, beautiful story, but it also has a lot of lessons to learn. And you actually change your life by listening to those lessons and learning those lessons. Let me lower the music a little bit, if possible, but not sure it's possible. So what part of the story has to do with childhood that has left specific marks? Everybody has a childhood that leaves you with specific lessons, specific challenges, and things that we have to overcome. When you continue on with your life without overcoming those challenges, without going back and adjusting the things that we have experienced, then we keep going through the same cycle for the entire life. So the idea here with Fortune Depa is not only to adjust your childhood lessons, and we do that by listening to her stories and her lessons that she learned. So not only are we able to adjust those lessons, we come to a point in time where we actually decide to take those lessons and change the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects of our lives so that everything else kind of falls into place. And so I'm very grateful for Fortune being here and talking about it, because there's nothing really more important than living a healthy life. Some people think that living a healthy life means eating healthy, which it does, but as I've been corrected today and always, is it's not just about food. It's about so much more. So Fortune, hi. Welcome to Books I Love with Tippi and telling your story. Really thank you for joining us today. You have many challenging things that you had to overcome that we're not going to talk about right now, because if somebody wants to know exactly what it is, they can read your book, because Fortune is going to put all that in the book. What we're going to talk about now is, after you overcome those challenges, or after you actually not necessarily overcome them, but you deal with it and you go on with your life, there's a lot of lessons that you learn from things that you go through. And just to summarize, can you tell us a little bit of basically that we're talking about with you is the health challenges and the weight challenges that you went through. You want to give us in like 60 seconds an idea of what it is, what kind of things you had to overcome?
I had to overcome three aspects of my life: my mind, my body, and my mind that was interfering, my body which was in balance, and my daily routine. So what I did is mostly I feel that a chapter in my book is going to be cleansing the mind, body, and spirit. The cleanse that I went through.
So a cleanse. You're saying before you really make any changes, the first thing you really have to do is cleanse out what's already there. What kind of cleanse are we talking about? What does that mean?
The cleanse is a way of really cleaning up your the way you ate, the way you thought, the way you had your life put on. So it's a change. But I went through this thing of change. How can I make a change? So change creates change. So when I cleanse myself of the, when I cleanse, I start with a with juicing and eating foods that are light, and that are gonna make me feel much. More aware of what I'm eating, being more aware, and cleansing my the way I was eating. So and the mind is like being more positive, being more in the moment. That's for the mind, and being more aware of my anger, the moments that were challenging. So I needed to cleanse all that for my system. So this was my decision. So I'm going to put it in one of the chapters of the book.
Okay,
the question
is, I understand the cleansing of the body, because that's basically the smoothies and the eating lighter food. So that makes sense. I understand the cleansing of the mind, of cleaning out the thoughts that you said were disturbing or interfering.
And
but
forgiving,
what about
forgiving?
Forgiveness
played
not
a major
holding on.
Role in my, yeah, not holding,
not holding
to
on
old stuff and people that did
right.
things to me.
Okay, what about the daily routine that you go through every day? What category does that fall under?
The daily routine falls into my whole
physical
being.
No, I mean, what category does it fall under when you're cleansing? Does it fall under physical or what?
Oh, the cleanse is the physical
the daily
and
routine.
The emotional
what
part.
What is the daily routine? What does the daily routine fall into? Yeah.
The daily routine falls into the cleansing routine. How it
the daily
before?
Routine meaning like the when I say the daily routine, I mean I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is take a shower. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's let's say my daily routine. And instead of
the
maybe taking
routine,
a shower, the first thing when I wake up, I may want to wake up and the first thing I do is meditate. That would be changing my routine. Mm-hmm. What category does it go under? Meaning is this a physical, a mental, or emotional? Because where does that
that's
fall into?
The physical.
At the physical.
First,
okay.
Yes.
And, okay, so part of
the physical. And the spiritual, then the spiritual too, being
okay, so the physical,
thankful.
Yeah, but I want to identify the physical. The physical is your daily routine.
The physical, when you eat clean foods, your mind opens up to new ideas. I think cleansing the food cleanses the blood too, then the physical, which is food and exercise, and then the spiritual, and the emotional, and the
I want to really identify it so it's very clear for everyone, okay? The physical, you're talking about what you put in your body, so you're talking about food,
yes.
or medication, all that. You're talking about the physical, you're still talking about the daily routine of what you do every day. You're talking about exercises,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about what you do with your body, anything that you do with your body. That's the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about the mental, you're talking about your thinking process, and what else?
Yeah, the spiritual goes for after.
That's
the
mental?
The spiritual part is
what's the mental?
For me, spiritual means that being grateful and being grateful for what we have.
So you're saying that the spiritual is the mental?
No, the spiritual is the spiritual, and then the mental.
Okay,
is
so that's what I'm asking you. What is the mental part of cleansing? How do you cleanse the mental?
How do you cleanse the mental? The mental.
Yeah.
It's the deciding that you want to live more in the present moment. And focusing
so it's making
on
a decision.
making a decision to be in the present and be more mindful of what you're doing, what you're eating, what you're thinking, you know, and being aware of your breath. When you breathe, deep breathing, and you start making a decision, first you breathe, and you make a decision to be in the present moment. And then you concentrate in your own life and looking around you and appreciating life. This is, the mind is very important. The mind, but you can't think right if, first of all, you don't eat right. If your mind is, your body is clogged, your blood is clogged with foods that are going to make you nervous, because there's a food-mood connection too. And not to make you eat right, because you're not focused in what you're eating. Because when you eat unhealthy, you put your blood is not flowing. You don't have enough gas to be able even to think right. I think you need to have the fuel to make you think right, and this way you can live a better life. First, the most important thing is
so,
food, I feel. Yeah. Food and exercise.
The most important thing is food and exercise?
Yes, the physical part.
So...
And deep breathing and
the most important thing for what is the physical? The most important thing for what is the physical?
For health. For the mind.
For health?
Yeah, for your own health of your mind and your spirit and your emotions. If you're eating healthy, that means your blood is flowing good. You're giving your body the fuel to be able to think better. Because you're clear. When you exercise and you eat healthy food, I think you are better off because you're thinking, you're able to think better.
Okay,
and
so you said it was the physical,
hungry,
the spiritual, and the mental. So what
hungry,
you're saying,
your
body is hungry.
You're nervous. You can't think right. You can't have an easy life. You'll be more nervous and jittery. You won't be able to focus. So the most important thing is the food that flows into your bloodstream and goes into all your organs. It helps your body feel good so you can think better, focus.
Okay, so let's summarize that. So you said, first of all, that to live a healthier life, you need to cleanse your physical, your spiritual, and your mental. But then you said that to live a better life, you really just need to eat better and to exercise, because that will change
not
the
just,
way your mental
that's
and
the
your
main,
spiritual
the
eat.
Main. So, yes. But the main thing is to eat. First start with the food and the exercise. And then comes
So if I do the food and the exercise, then I don't have to do anything else as far as what's the mental and the spiritual cleanse?
No, you need to cleanse. You need to do that. But first thing in the morning, you're going to eat good food. And you're going to drink good, drink, eat, and do your exercise and your breathing with the yoga and with anything like that. Even if you don't go for a yoga class, but if you learn to breathe deeply a few times, you'll be able to clear up your mind. And then you can be grateful, you can be happy, you can understand what you're doing. I feel it's, you clear up part of your being. Well, your being is mental, you are a holistic being, mental, physical, and spiritual. But when you eat right, then you can incorporate all of them.
Okay, so we got the physical, which is eating and exercises and breathing. And then you said the mental was making the decision to live in the present moment and to be more mindful of everything that you do and being aware of your breath. But you said that the breathing was the physical because food, exercise, and breath. So how did the mental go into the breathing? How did the breathing affect the mental? Breathing is part of the physical and part of the mental.
Yes, the breathing, what the breathing does is that it releases certain stress. It reduces stress. It does reduce stress. It makes you calmer. It releases the stress hormones that are clear up your mind. Really, when you're not under stress, there is going to be stress all the time. There's going to be situations. But when you breathe and you meditate a little bit, even if you do a little bit of guided meditation, which I usually get from the internet, more guided meditation with breathing helps your mind get more clear.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So to get the mental cleanse, you make the decision and then you become more mindful and then you become aware of your breath. And you're saying with guided meditation that has breathing incorporated in it definitely helps you cleanse out your mental clutter that you don't want there. So
yes.
Anything else on the mental cleansing?
The mental is really... We live really in a world of a lot of negativity and a lot of different forces that there's a lot of different what happens is that TV is one of the things that with the news and all that, those are negative things that are around us, and the internet, and there are a lot of negativity, people around us. But how can we deal with this type of environment? The way to deal with this environment is to, when you make the decision, and watch what's going around your life. You make the decision to become more positive. It's very important to be positive and to take things like situations that happen to us, because we, most of the time, we have these situations happening all the time. We have stressful situations. How can we deal with this? This is the most important thing, to cleanse your mind from that.
To become more
How
positive.
How can we do that? Positive thinking. When you have lemons, make lemonade. That's one of my decisions that I made in my life. Positive.
Mm. So the mental
positive life
is, so the way you're saying to really be able to cleanse your mind and to make mental decisions that are better is through guided meditation, through deep breathing, and to living a more mindful life, right?
More mindful.
Yeah. Okay, so now we come to the third aspect of that, which is the spiritual. How do you define, what does spiritual mean to you?
So spiritual meaning a connection with a higher force, higher power, which is, to me, is my creator. Some people believe in the universe and whatever makes you,
okay.
There's a higher
okay.
force.
Okay, and how do you,
that comes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So how do you
cleanse... Higher force and connection.
Your spirit.
Your
mm-hmm.
connection. Yes. Connect connect myself with higher force. Because we have a...
How do you connect to the spiritual?
Oh. There's some exercises that you can do, and that you can do, like bringing the white light inside your body and having my mental attitude of gratefulness and being gratefulness is the most. I have a book where I write every day one of the things that I'm grateful for in my life and
the
people I live with.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
What
I'm thankful. And I did this for 21 days. I did that for 21 days. It completely changed my life.
So that's a great
exercise. I became
exercise
a happier person.
Yeah, so that's a great exercise to wake up every morning and to write down a list of everything that you're grateful for 31 days in a row, every single day. And you're saying it could totally change
your life.
Another
thing that
and make
is good to write, yes. And another thing that I did for myself, so I would, and it worked for me, is that I had a lot of people did things to that weren't so nice to me. And I went to this course, Landmark Education, and I went to a few places, different other different retreats, and I learned this is to write down about what the person did to me, and be feel all the feelings and write them down. Feel the feelings that I felt, that I'm feeling with what the person did to me, and blame.
Right.
One of the things that are people and I used to do is blaming. So write the blame and why I'm so angry about that. And then after that, I would say that person must have had different situations in her life or his life that made him be like that. So I forgive that person. Because it wasn't about me. I was one of the people around. But I mean, that person is not well. So I forgive that person and I let it go from my life. And I wrote a few things like that. And and what I did is that they had a big fire. And even if the person doesn't have a fire, you just take a match and burn it, and that's it. It made me have more feelings for people. It made me a better person, and it made me not be feeling like a victim.
Right. Made you feel more
making,
in control.
Yeah, victim, like the victim thing.
Everything that you told us up until now.
Forgiveness is
such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful way of life. It's such a beautiful perspective of a different aspect of how to approach life rather than what we see on television, which is more like revenge, hate, murder.
Revenge.
Whether it's the news or the news or the TV shows. There's not one show on TV that is a positive show that gives you a better way of life. It's all about hate. Murder, mayhem.
How about hate?
And so this is really important for people to take a break from the hateful media, mainstream media that we have, and to really listen to every word that you say, because that way they can actually live a better life. Because if you live a life of just revenge and hate, you're not happy. You're not happy. So
it's
I don't want to put you on
revenge,
the spot, but I have a question for you. I have a question, since we're running out of time, something that you can do. You said something about an exercise with bringing the light into your body, and I'm wondering if you can end this with this exercise of let everybody that's listening to you right now do the exercise with you so they can actually walk away from the show filled with light. Is that okay? Can you do it, or do you want to save it for another? Okay, let's do it.
Well, first you breathe in from the deep breathing, 10 deep breaths. The breath has to come down the bottom of your belly. You breathe in and you make like a balloon. You put one hand on your lower stomach and one hand on your chest. And you breathe. This is the way to breathe. deep breathing. You breathe in, and for the count of four, breathe in from the stomach up.
Right.
And then you hold for four, and you let go for four. One, two, three, four, and then you hold at the end for four. And
got
you do
it.
That for 10
so
times.
You hold. Okay.
You breathe in.
Got it.
One,
got it. Go on.
Two, three, four. And then you hold for four, and you let go.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, down the belly, and then you hold for four there. That's 10 times. And then.
Okay. And then.
Then you feel you get up on your feet, and you feel, or you can do it sitting down. Putting your feet down on the ground and feel grounded. Feel really grounded. Like if you have roots coming out of your feet to the floor and you feel your body expanding straight, you put your stomach in, you know, not your stomach in, but after you breathe, you do the breathing. You feel as if a rope is pulling up and down. You have roots. So you are deeply rooted in your ground, and you're grounded, and you feel that there's a white light on top of you. And you bring the light inside your body, starting from all your, the top of your head, down the 7 chakras, down, 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 down. Your hands, your feet, the light goes all over your body, and it's all white inside your body, and then you ground, and you up to your feet, and it's up to your feet, and you're straight, and you feel that light that went into your body, and then that's it. You let it go.
Okay, then you do all that with your eyes closed?
You can do it, yes. Best thing to do it with your eyes closed. And then I have a routine that it.
Yeah. That's basically how you feel your body with the light.
Energy medicine. I learned 7. It's a 5-minute routine from Donna Eden. So I do that too.
Oh, okay. So we're out of time for now, the next time we talk, we're going to do that next one, 5-minute routine, which is, I also think, really, really important. And
5-minute routine?
I think, yeah, we'll do that next
time.
These
are exercises.
Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you so much for writing that book. I think it's really the bottom line of everything that you need to do to make your life flow better, to be as relaxed as you are. You're very relaxed. You're very loving.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that comes your way feels welcomed and loved. So obviously whatever you're doing works really, really well. So thank you so much, and thank you for writing the book, and everybody's
and
looking forward to reading that book.
I forgot to say one thing. Can I say one last thing? To live out of your love. Living from love.
How do you define that?
You feel it. You put the energy in your heart, and you focus on the energy that you have from your heart, instead of using your mind. We have two minds: the brain, the thinking brain, and the heart, the mind from the heart. So that it, we connect and we think from the heart. We live from the heart. And it's mostly about giving. First, you love yourself, and then you give love to others. It's giving out from the heart. I feel that works very well with me.
It
makes me
right,
feel very happy.
How can you give love if you don't have it in your own heart? You can't. So
right.
If
first,
you want to give love,
my own
you have
self-love.
To feel it. Right, you have to feel yourself
and
with
by
love.
Doing all these things for myself, the ones that we just mentioned, is self-love. Then it's easier to give to others when you feel great.
And you feel great on top of it all. That sounds wonderful.
And I
wonderful.
Feel great because, yes, too.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We're
thank
out of
you.
Time for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing. And if you have a story to tell or something that you think will make life better, feel free to contact us or leave a remark for Poor Fortune right down here so she can get some feedback from you. That would be awesome. So go ahead and try out filling yourself with light on a daily basis, thinking about your physical, your mental, and your emotional states and how you want to change it. And for more information and for some guiding hand, Fortune will be here for you to help you get into a better, more loving life. Thank you so much. My name is Tippi Feldenstein. We're talking to Fortune Deba.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If you need it, AutoZone's got it. Need a gas cap? Get a gas cap. Need a fuel injection timing sensor? Get a fuel injection timing sensor. Need a constant velocity spindle lock nut kit with a nut, washer, and retainer with a 1.6811 outside diameter? Well, you can get one of those too. With more parts for more cars than ever before, if you need it, we've got it. And with 153 New York Metropolitan AutoZone locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.